In today's news wrap of the day, we at Money Control bring you the top newsmakers so far. Let's get started. India's largest car maker, Maruti Suzuki, reported 43% jump in standalone net profit at Rs. 2,622 crore for the quarter ended March 2023. However, the profit figure was below street estimate of Rs. 2,773 crore. The company sold over 5 lakh vehicles during the quarter, higher by 5.3% compared to the same period previous year. To know more about how the stock reacts to these numbers, stay tuned to this space. In another news, Money Control exclusively reported that Larsen & Toubro and Megha Engineering & Infrastructures Limited are on course to secure jobs worth Rs. 14,000 crore to build the ambitious Thane-Borivali Twin Tunnel project in Mumbai, and the two companies were found as lowest bidders after the financial bids were opened on April 25. Mumbai Metropolitan Regional Development Authority, the state agency executing this project, floated a tender in January for two packages of civil construction work for the tunnel project that aims to reduce the travel time from Thane to Mumbai western suburbs from 60 minutes to 15 to 20 minutes. This will also substantially cut carbon emission from vehicles on that route. Typically, after identifying the lowest bidder, MMRDA has a process of approval after which the project is awarded officially. Now, on the market front, shares of most public sector companies in Gujarat rallied 8 to 15% today after the state government unveiled a policy for minimum levels of dividend distribution and bonus shares for PSUs. Gujarat Industries Power Corporation Limited and Gujarat Mineral Development Corporation Limited surged as much as 20%, Gujarat State Fertilizers and Chemicals Limited 18%, and Gujarat Alkalis and Chemicals Limited rose 14%. With this new policy of compulsory dividends and bonus shares, the state aims to add to the valuations of Gujarat PSUs. All seven listed PSUs of the state are making profits. To find out more about action on the Dalal Street, head on to our website www.moneycontrol.com. Moving forward, nearly a week after previewing the Comet EV, MG Motor India has launched the base model at Rs. 7.98 lakh. The bookings for this model will commence on May 15 and deliveries in the same month in select cities. This is the second electric vehicle by the Chinese-owned British marque after the ZS EV, which was launched in India in 2020. Comet EV, which becomes the most affordable electric car in the Indian market, will be pitted against the Tata Tiago EV and the Citroen EC3 electric cars in the urban EV segment. To be available in multiple variants, MG Motor India is yet to reveal the price range of all its models. Titagarh Wagons, manufacturer of the Vande Bharat train coaches, has approached the Yamuna Expressway Industrial Development Authority seeking 100 acres of land along the expressway to set up a factory. Sources privy to the development said that a delegation from the private sector company met with YEDA CEO Arun Veer Singh last week and evinced interest in setting up a factory in the YEDA region for production of coaches. They also sought to understand the modalities of the land procurement. A source also said that Titagarh Wagons is planning to expand, and so they are scouting for suitable land parcels in different parts of the country. In this regard, they had also approached the YEDA for land. That's all from us in today's news wrap. For further details, head to www.moneycontrol.com and download the Money Control app.